Chapter 7, Roger, Detective Rat. By the time the clock chimed 8, Roger's plan was in motion. Cecil had slithered outside to ask the King Snakes for their help. Marmalade had promised to get the Johnsons to look at the kitchen door at 8:15 by meowing loud. That was when Roger planned to run out the cat door with Cecil. He would head for the woods. Roger took another glance at the clock. 8:10 already. Cecil should have come back by now. A little while ago, a policeman had shown up to file a report. The policeman and the Johnsons stood around the kitchen table. The policeman asked questions. Whenever the Johnsons answered, the policeman wrote notes on his paper report. Roger chewed his nails. Hey, 12 p.m. Where was the snake? Just then, Mrs. Johnson tripped over Marmalade for the second time. She let out a sputter. I can't move without falling over this cat tonight. Eric, go shut her up in the bedroom. No, thought Roger. Oh, no. Marmalade leaped for the door, but Eric moved faster. In a second, the boy had the cat in his arms and took the wiggly animal down the hall. Bad kitty, as he closed her in a room. Roger felt a thrill of panic shoot up his spine. Without his friends, his plan was falling apart. The clock chimed. It was 8:15. Still no Cecil. Roger drew in a long breath. He had to stay calm. He had to think. Cecil had told him he was good at thinking. He could solve this problem. If he couldn't lead the humans outside with Cecil, he would have to find something else that humans wanted. His eye followed the moving pen in the police's hand. And then he knew. Roger climbed on the kitchen counter. He took a running leap for the table. He landed on 3 paws and slid across its smooth surface. He crashed into the report, ramming it in his teeth. He kept going. Screams filled the room. There was a whoosh. There was a whoosh of hair. Roger felt his fur ruffled by a hand that just missed him. He jumped off the table, still holding the paper in his jaws. More yelling. The policeman raised his foot and tried to step on Roger, but Roger was too fast for him. He darted left, then right. With a burst of speed, he jumped through at the cat door. The paper crunched. There was a ripping sound as Roger pushed his way onto the porch. He heard 8 pairs of feet pounding behind him. The humans threw open the kitchen door in time to see Roger race towards the woods. Would they follow? Roger turned to see. Yes, the policeman and Eric were still chasing him. Mrs. Johnson was yelling on the porch. Mr. Johnson had gone back inside for a flashlight. Roger ran. He thought about all the times he had run in the gopher tunnel. He had always been fast. He just had to keep breathing and keep ahead of the humans. His side hurt. He kept running. He was almost in the woods. Suddenly, there were shouts ahead of him. Three big men rushed out of the woods. They were running and yelling and waving their arms. The one in the front yelled, "Monster snakes!" The middle one called, "Run faster!" The one in the back blubbled, blurbled. I don't care how much you pay me. I'm not getting in the truck with a bunch of snakes crawling in it. Roger stopped. The policeman and Eric stopped. Mrs. Johnson stopped. They all watched as three men sprinted towards the house. The men kept tripping and yelling and shoving. Behind them was one of the strangest sights that Roger had ever seen. It looked like the ground was moving, rippling. Then he understood. Snakes were moving over the ground. Brown snakes, green snakes? Brown snakes, green snakes, snakes and stripes. They were also running out of the woods towards the burglars, moving together like a wave. At the very front, Roger saw a long white snake. Cecil saw Roger. He flicked his tongue. Sorry, Roger, he hissed. My friends begged me to lead them. I couldn't say no. Roger thought Cecil could have said no. It was easy to say those two letters. He knew right then that Cecil might be talented at making speeches and talented at scaring burglars, but was very untalented at following orders. However, Roger just smiled. As Roger's dad would say, all's well that ends well. Just then, Eric saw a snake. Cecil, cried Eric. The boy ran towards the white snake and picked him up. Those bad guys stole you. The policeman didn't see the snakes. He and Mr. Johnson were busy arresting the three burglars. The snakes did not come past the edge of the woods. By the time that the policeman had been put the burglars in his car, Cecil was the only snake in sight. The policeman and Mr. Johnson did find the stolen goods. They were in a black truck in the woods. Roger stayed under a bush. No one remembered the paper. No one remembered the paper he had taken out. He was sick and tired, very tired. It seemed like years ago that he had gone to the barber shop. He blinked up at the moon. Suddenly, a large, fuzzy head with two green eyes appeared between him and the moon. Roger, Marmalade? Mrs. Johnson just let me out, said the cat. I came looking for you. I hear you say the day. Roger shook his head. It is nighttime. Marmalade's laugh stopped in her throat. Saving the day, she told him, means that you solve all the problems. You helped me find Cecil. You thought of a way to make his cage warmer. Then you came up with the plan to catch the burglars. You helped the Johnsons find their stolen stuff. Oh, that, said Roger. Congratulations, Detective Roger, said the cat. Now would you like a ride home, my friend? You must be tired. A talented rat needs sleep. Roger smiled. That's what my parents always say to my sister. And now they will say it to you. Will I see you again? Of course, I'll be your first customer in line tomorrow. And she was. The end.